This is a Venkast Studios production.
Welcome, welcome to our Game 5 NBA Finals recap. I'm Hondo, here with Key.
It couldn't have been scripted any better.
And we're just winning the championship tonight. That's it.
And
we are the champions.
We. The collective we. The holistic we. The global we.
Feels so good right now.
All those people in Georgia. All those people in Slovakia. All those people wherever Matt Barnes is from.
Everybody's feeling so good right now.
Everybody.
Everybody West Coast related is feeling good right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what, Gee? This is an incredible start to this thing. And you know what? This is a fun episode because, you know, this is a little bit of a touching episode for me, because what this is this is the conclusion of an epic season of following the NBA.
Right, for sure.
And, you know, we're going to get into what the game is tonight, but really for me, this means a lot. This is game 99. 99. Right. If you watched Golden State, I mean, they played 99 games.
That's wild.
They won 84% of their games this season.
Oh, geez. You did some math today.
I did some math right before you came over. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
You know what? But I did the 1230 project.
You did the 1230. We did the Omens.
Oh, my goodness.
We gave you some hot takes with the Rambling Gambler. We gave you some teaser into the Geese Hair Salon. we gave you the three-man weave. We brought you the three-man weave.
Yeah.
Which gave you the hot takes and the hot cakes and the pancakes and J.R. Smith's memes.
There's so much. I'm so happy about this season. And it started out. This game and where we're at tonight, and like all of this recording started out from one simple fact. I was wearing an Andrew Wiggins jersey. Yeah.
Swizz up. Scoochie.
That's right.
I was wearing an Andrew Wiggins jersey, and that's how this all came about. Mm-hmm. And we're at the end of the conclusion of our first season of many on Riding the Pine.
I have to do another one with you?
Another one.
Next one's going to be even better than ever.
That's right.
Even better than ever. But you know what? This was, it was so much fun. Thank you to everybody who joined us at NBA Thursday. Appreciate your support. And Adam Silver, I'm calling you out right now, because by the start of next season, we are bringing at least 30 fans. We are bringing all the teams in Seattle, or all the teams around the NBA, are going to be represented.
And in Seattle.
In Seattle.
Live in Seattle.
They're coming out to join us for a picture. And we are going to show you how much this city loves basketball.
Yeah.
In true fashion.
And then you're going to listen to this podcast, watch that photo, stay still, on your screen, and you're going to be like, we got to do it. We got to do it.
It's for the culture.
Yeah. Man, I had so much fun. We bared a lot of fruit this season, you know, like the off-season explosion and the free agency. We don't need to get into the recap of it all.
Yeah.
But, you know, very early we predicted, you know, a Golden State versus Cleveland matchup. And we got it.
Yeah.
But we got through an amazing season, an immaculate season, probably one of my favorite seasons of all time.
Yeah.
So many records were shattered. And, you know, even our Timberwolves were kind of doing, we're getting on the come up. We got a lot of things to look up for and look forward to next season. But the season ended tonight.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Like, we didn't have any left. NBA.
We already planned our vacations.
we've given you all we got. We've literally given you all we got. Yeah. I'm going to Alaska. I'm going fishing. I can't turn on the TV for a couple days. Yeah. Turn off the basketball podcast for a couple days.
That's right.
I need some time, NBA. And
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I was like sick of drinking. I'm sick of leaving work early. I don't know what that was about, but I had to do it for you, my peoples.
But you know what? What a fun time. And this sport, at its core, this is such a great game.
It's the best game.
There are no other sports that I enjoy watching as much as the NBA right now. Just because it's like you put these people who are just immaculate at their craft in a game, in a finals like this, yeah. and let them face each other.
And dress up as however they want, before the game and after the game. It's like make-believe. It's like Barbies and Hot Wheels. You remember childhood.
I do remember childhood. Thank you, Gabe. Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, you know, you can watch baseball, but baseball drags on. You can watch hockey, but hockey is like, who is anyone on the court, you know, or who is anyone on the ice? And football, dear God, don't get you started on football. Don't watch it. Don't. Basketball is the summit of athleticism. It is people leaping above the summit to dunk on someone.
Yeah. And I guess I don't want to go so as far as to say these other sports aren't respected.
Well, they suck.
Well, but that is Guy's hot take. Send it to @GuyDota on Twitter. However, I just want to say that this sport at its peak is something I enjoy watching night in, night out, whether it's a highlight clip, whether it's a full game, whether I'm just playing it on my own. Like, I enjoy right. this sport through and through. And you know what? We got a chance over this final series to witness some true awesomeness, especially Game 3, Game 4, and Game 5.
Unbelievable.
Or part of Game 5.
Most of Game 5,
most of Game 5. But definitely Game 3, and we already talked about Game 3, right. but Game 3 just was something special. Game 3 was this game that you'll just look back on and remember.
Yeah.
Game 4 is one you will not forget just because of what happened.
Unprecedented.
Now, we do have to go back for all those that follow us and just simply state this was on Friday night, and just so much to take in because Game 4 was a huge victory for the Cavs, 137-116. You've probably heard all of the recaps and announcements on all of the records in this thing. 24 three-pointers, 86 points at the half. I mean, just insanity. Absolute insanity. But LeBron did as LeBron does.
That's right.
And just kind of took charge in that thing.
And Kyrie as well. Like
Kyrie and
facing elimination just completely just blew my mind.
And Kevin Love. And it's just you have that. Those three operating in tandem are dangerous.
No, not really. I don't believe I've played for a super team. I don't believe in that. Okay. I believe we're a super team here.
Yeah. And that's Game 4. Game 4 is just hats off. Hats off to the Cavs for what they brought. Yeah. They knew that they needed to bring it then and there, and they did.
They mucked it up. They got really hard.
Giggity, giggity.
They put everyone in their, you know, positions of discomfort, mm-hmm. and Golden State tried to respond. They responded as best they could. They kept it kind of close until it wasn't, and then it became kind of a blowout. At no point did you think the Golden State was completely out of the game until they were subbed out of the game. That was what's crazy, and there was a lot of takeaways from that game because, like, KD was carrying them, of course, mm-hmm. but no one else was there at all.
Yeah.
Like, Steph Curry was kind of just abysmal. Klay Thompson was great defensively, but really, like, it was a blowout, right? So mm-hmm. he had to produce, and they were just shanking it from three. Cleveland was unbelievable, unsustainable,
undisputed,
unprecedented amount. Mm-hmm. Of three-pointers.
Yeah.
Couldn't happen in Game 5, and so I was like,
"So
as a Cleveland supporter, as a, you know, a Golden State supporter, I was like, this is probably going to be a big factor in Game 5.
Absolutely. And the thing about Game 4 that will forever like, is etched in my memory is just the around-the-horn passing.
Oh, yeah.
Around three. They were just so succinct in terms of passing. They didn't make any errors. Everybody was shooting from three, and everybody was making from three.
And they had, like, 30 assists to show for it. Like, it was a great distribution, great overall performance from Cleveland and triple-double machine LeBron James.
Just, again, hats off. And we could go on about Game 4 ad nauseum, but, you know, we're here tonight to talk about Game 5 because that was the game tonight that, you know, that we're following and the last game of the series. Now, I predicted, I want to toot my own horn here, and I want to say that I predicted that Golden State would win this in 5.
You did.
Sure enough.
They did.
Sure enough, they did.
They heard you.
I also, like, I don't know if it was just prediction machine in me or what it was.
You got the case of the Mondays.
But I basically, well, case of the Mondays. If the case of the Mondays brought me this type of success, I wouldn't have my beef with Mondays as I normally do. I predicted, so I had set the line. I set the line, the over-under, for the Golden State winning tonight at 8. They won by 9.
That's right.
I also predicted that Durant was going to score 40. He scored 39. So very, very, very close. But anyways, so great. Tonight was a 129-120 victory for the Warriors. Gee, where do you start with tonight's game?
I would say that tonight was a lot of energy in the building. The Roracle was out chanting Warriors before even tip off, right?
Yeah.
You know, Zaza wins a tip or whatever. Zaza scores the first points for Golden State or whatever. And then it was kind of like this short explosion by Cleveland. And they had to quickly take a timeout after a couple fumbles by Golden State. And it was like, oh my God, Cleveland's nipping this in the butt. They're controlling this game.
Timeout. Did you say Zaza scored? Zaza didn't score.
He had...
errors and omissions. That will be addressed in due course. But anyways.
I will cut that out.
No. You're going to keep that in. Definitely keep that in. No, but it was... you're right. Cleveland did get out to an early start here. And... it just kind of it changed course throughout the game. So continue on.
Yeah, I think Cleveland was up like 20-12 even. And honestly, there was this moment in the first quarter. I looked at one of our Cleveland supporters, J.R. Smith, with the ball with like 4 or 5 seconds left, you know, at half court, heaving it. He's kind of like falling out of bounds. He goes in. And you're like, man, is this an omen? Is this for things to come? Like, is Cleveland going to take this game? Man, it was a lot. A lot to take in as well, because there were some like testy emotions running in, you know, like men making out with each other and like Kevin Love in early foul trouble, Kevin Durant in early foul trouble, you know, like who's going to step up, who's, you know?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. You know what? I want to give a shout out to J.R. Smith, you know,
unbelievable.
Normally would just chastise you until, you know, we couldn't chastise you any further. However, you had an absolutely incredible performance in this thing.
Yeah.
He went 9-for-11, 7-for-8 from three. Yeah. He was playing pretty solid defense. I mean, he was playing 41 minutes. I mean, just this is the J.R. Smith that we knew and we remembered.
Yeah.
And he was physical and getting into the game. Also, just overall, the physicality in this thing was here. Yeah. And we saw this in game four. We saw this in game five. Yeah. These teams don't like each other. Yeah, right. And, I mean, you know, they
respect... Even verbal battles, like
they respect
KD
each
and
other.
LeBron, like they love each other, but like they respect each other as brothers. But on the court, it's like, it's a thing. It's a conversation. It's trash talk.
Yeah.
As KD is attested to. Like, it was so fun to see. Like, you could see the energy in us, like getting up and clapping for their fucking, you know, for their trash talking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like... there's so many things to like appreciate Cleveland about this game, but like J.R. Smith, games 1, 2, and 3, where the hell were you?
Yeah.
You know, games 4 and 5, you really show up, you know, like 15 for 20 from three overall in those two games. That's incredible. Kevin Love, what happened?
Yeah, that's really all I got is just what happened. Kevin Love is just, he was great. He was absolutely great in game four. And just game five, when it counted, he just needed to be there. He goes for even 15 in this thing. This thing's tied. This thing, you know, 15, right. 16. That's 16, right. They win the game.
And maybe it's part of it offensive related. Maybe it's way too many ISO plays. But Kevin Love needs to be part of the offense. And he only had 8 touches, you know. So there's a lot to be disgruntled about if you're a Cleveland fan in terms of how Kevin Love played. But he wasn't maybe given enough opportunities to succeed. He tried to do as much as he could in the second half with a few O-boards. But, you know, I think that's kind of replaceable with, like, not a max player, not getting those kind of, you know,
yeah, he definitely show. He and Tristan Thompson have, should get,
yeah,
should take a little bit of time to think about what's going to happen next.
That's right. One of them might be out of there.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson. I think he got a little bit of the Kardashian curse here. And
seriously,
it was rough watching him. He's physical, and it was working partially, but he was not maximizing his potential. And I think he is a better player than he showed in these playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest problem. And does he need to be with a different cast in order to really be utilized in a more efficient form? But we're going to dig into everything about how we retool each of these teams, or if we retool at all in the offseason. One of the things that I thought was a bit disconcerting was Kyrie Irving looked like he was hurt.
I think he was hobbled. I think someone stepped on his ankle or he fell into someone. And yeah, he was definitely hobbled throughout that game. But he gave everything he got, I think.
No, he definitely did. He definitely did. And he was showing the athleticism that we've come to appreciate. But it just wasn't enough, and there needed to be more. And playing ISO ball on this, I don't know.
Right.
It was tough because, like, Golden State was playing in a team fashion, and there was no way to kind of keep up with that.
This thing kind of turned around in the second quarter. Mm-hmm.
Just one comment on that. We have not seen that many games in which the second quarter is so pivotal.
Right.
We've seen a number of games where it goes off to the races in the beginning, or the third. Golden State has a tendency to really break away in the third, or just annihilate you in the fourth. Right. But it was the second, and it just really, they just started running, and it was it.
I think what happened, the specific example, was LeBron had like a pirouette lay-in, and then the very next possession, Steph Curry turned it over or threw it out of bounds, and then LeBron James threw in a dunk or some sort of monster jam or something. Mm-hmm. I was just waiting for it, right? It was like on like the back of my tongue, just waiting for it to just burst out.
Mm-hmm.
KD3. Boom.
Another one.
Steph Curry 3. Boom. Another one. And the game was over. Like, in a sense, like that right there, like you knew it, they were going to win this game because you saw it in their eyes. You saw it in their passion as how they were trying to break away from this lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were up like 45-40 and they never looked back.
Yeah.
They didn't lose the lead after that.
No, they definitely didn't.
And the second quarter was like a 20-7 run or something, like 25-7 run.
Yeah.
In like the span of like 8-9 minutes. Crazy production.
You know, one of the things that really bugged me pretty much the entire playoffs with the Cavs was the lack of production from their bench.
Right.
Tonight they had 7 points off their bench. Seven points. And Deron Williams keeps his streak intact of really being a non-scorer.
Yeah.
And just like really just a descent straight towards the D-League. Like,
I remember those conversations, right? Like he was in Utah, Jerry Sloan was still the coach. I think he had with like Carlos Boozer or whatever the hell on Mehmet Okur on his team. And there was conversations of, is he better than Chris Paul? Is he the best top 5 point guard in the league?
Oh.
Holy crap, he had fallen.
Yeah.
He had fallen.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Right.
Talking about falling, watching Shumpert just try to dribble, that was rough. I think he like fell off the court.
Fell on the ball and was like, here, ref. Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure, man. I think it's that fade top.
A little rough. You know, we have to comment as we always do on RTP about the fact that there is even in finals game 5, there is an old man, and that is the one and only Zaza Pachulia. Thank you. Welcome to the old man's lounge. It's decorated a little bit more than it usually is for the finals, right. But you know what? You free drinks on the house. So
no one else is here. Lights are off. Cameras.
The trophy's at another bar. Here. Right. Hey Zaza, come down here. Come down here. It's the back alley with some bathtub gin. Nobody really wants.
But speaking of the bench, man, Iggy Azalea Iguodala.
First things first, I'm the realist.
With a 20-pointer.
I don't know if he appreciates that, but that's fine. That's fine.
It's what it is right now. Bust up. Iggy had this emphatic dunk
Yeah.
I think he was even on top of LeBron, if not right next to him. He was just like, I remember that block in game 7.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dunking this on you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. It's such a release.
I recall that play specifically. Why is LeBron getting out of the way of that?
I don't know.
And it's one of those plays that we're going to have to watch like time and time again. It's like, LeBron, you could have blocked this. Or you could have at least gotten in the way. I'm just like, oh, boy. Very, very interesting. In terms of the starters for the Warriors, you have to go to Kevin Durant. Like, Kevin Durant is the focal story here. He just didn't stop. And everyone else is going to kind of go on about that. So you're gonna catch it with all the basketball podcasts tomorrow. Sure, but sure. He just has that ability to kind of transform games. And it's like he was solid from three. He would dunk on you. He was getting boards. I mean, just the dude is just unstoppable.
Yeah, it's very telling when they reach out for Kevin Durant because Steph Curry can dribble for 20 seconds and get a really chaotic shot off.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always go in. It's not really, relied on.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable with the ball, but he's still... That's at best the second option. Klay Thompson has a very limited arsenal, right?
Yeah.
He can shoot from three. He can dribble and drive. He doesn't have a whole lot of other moves.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Durant, ISO machine, ISO god.
Yeah.
Putting LeBron down on his throne from king to queen. You know what I mean? He's the ice machine. He's the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. From king to queen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You had that. This is one of my favorite bets that I've made probably all playoffs.
Oh, no.
And this is the 35-point bet.
How do you want your money? Folded in an airplane?
After the podcast. That's how I want my money.
FedExed? Ironed and crisped?
But it was close. I mean, we're basically both. Guy is calling out
Steph Curry.
Curry for 35. I'm calling out Durant. And they were basically on this kind of run neck and neck, and then all of a sudden Durant broke out.
He just broke it out.
But awesome, awesome. So, yeah. any other highlights from Game 5 you want to touch on?
Well, the golden shower of the Golden State Warriors.
I don't know if that's a celebratory thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, champagne. they're getting soggy and wet and moist and.
What a strange like tandem
anything
of
else?
Words.
Anything else to say?
What a strange Moist. Tandem.
Soggy.
What a strange tandem of words. I don't understand how our finals episode is gonna turn into our most hated episode.
Yeah, right. Well, we need controversy to survive in this world, right?
All right. So let's do it right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get into all of next season, but I want one of your biggest hot takes for next season.
I thought you were going to ask me if you wanted to reenact the Draymond Green catching clay from the sky and acting like a lawnmower. Oh, but a biggest hot take, huh?
Biggest hot take for next season. Who's going to get traded?
Yeah.
Are there coaching changes? Is there going to be something crazy in the draft? Whatever. Give me one hot take. The second the finals ended, like before everybody else gets to it.
Uh-huh. Carmelo's like, uh-huh, I see you, LeBron. Paul George is like, uh-huh, I see you, LeBron. Hayward's like, uh-huh, I see you, LeBron. They all want a piece of that, right? Paul is like, uh-huh, I see you, LeBron. There's going to be a flux of movement.
It's just LeBron affiliate.
Yeah. It's the scent of LeBron by Calvin Klein or Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre beats cologne.
It's beats by LeBron.
Oh, man. What does it smell like?
So, but you called out a lot of names. I want the biggest one. I want the biggest one. Is it Carmelo?
Chris Paul to the Spurs.
Ooh.
Carmelo to Cleveland.
I asked you to call out one. You called out two.
Does Carmelo count, though? I don't know.
I think Carmelo counts.
It's kind of like a, under the breath kind of Carmelo to the Cavs.
I think Lonzo Ball does not get selected by the Lakers.
Wow.
I think he does not get selected by the Lakers.
Where does he fall to?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I think the Lakers saw something that they didn't like, and he's going to fall further than we think.
And he falls before he even steps on the court, huh?
Well, his dad made him fall since he's been a child, so.
Well, he'll have a lot to prove. I would see, you know, like an Orlando taking a flyer on him, and then that would be kind of crazy if he's like, in Orlando with no one there.
Yeah, I have no idea, and we're gonna dig into everything for the draft.
Sure.
All right. So you gotta give your Wolves hot take for next season.
Sure.
Just a short hot take.
That doesn't exist.
I know. But
there's no way I can do it.
Just give me. Give me 2 minutes. 2 minutes on what the Wolves are.
All right. Well, I guess it wouldn't be really much of a hot take if I didn't say that like playoffs are expected and going to happen for the Timberwolves. And what's going to happen is a full year of Thibodeau with Kat, Wiggins, Levine, whoever we pick up in the draft, Rubio. It's a solid core. And it's just like all they needed was time to gel together. They were healthy for the first time together. And I'm expecting big things because we got some really big rings over in Golden State, and they saw it, and they want a piece of that. Yeah. They want a piece of that ass, you know?
Did you see the Instagram photos already?
I saw it. I'm ready.
They're tweeting it out, or their Instagram, what is that?
They're communicating on their phones.
Eventually, we'll figure out how to use all of these social platforms, but hey, but that's great, and I think that's a young core that's really wanting to strive to another level.
They see what it takes. They need to become Kevin Durant and Draymond Green and Steph Curry. They all need to be them. You know, it's going to be impossible, but next to impossible. But the mighty will fall, and we'll be there waiting on Almighty Baller. Nice plug.
I love that. So. All right, Gee. You know, we have a lot to dig into. We're going to continue to produce episodes as we go along.
We have a lot in store for the offseason, and I hope you guys all stay with us. We got a draft party before the draft, then we have a draft party at the draft, and then we have a post-draft party after the draft because of post. And then we have a couple weeks off where we go on vacations and we talk about things like, what's your name and what do you do? And then we're in Summer League, and then we're in Vegas, and then we're popping out Big Three podcasts because you know you got it.
See, the greatest thing about Big Three is that we could potentially find out what happened in the game before the game is actually televised. So in which case, we'll actually publish the results, Big Three.
Before
the game.
I have a big take.
The post-game analysis pre-game.
No one's ever done that in the history of the world, and we got it. Premonitions galore. Yo, I have a hot take, a Big Three big take.
Okay.
We're going to be the number one sports podcast in the world that covers the Big Three League.
Oh, guaranteed.
In Seattle.
In Seattle. Hey, I like properly how you located I like how you I like how you brought that down just a notch. Yeah. Also, that it makes certain that we don't have to watch as many Big Three games as we thought we might have.
Just as many as
But we're they watching, play. Hey, you know what? We're watching the entire playoffs because it's in Seattle.
That's right.
It's in Seattle, and it's going down August 20th.
So. And we got a RTP meetup, you know, playing ball in the summer. We got and we're going to record that, and then we're going to have a 2K.
You guys, I know you want to just hear us just playing ball. Playing ball and just prop betting in the gambling halls where we normally are.
That's right.
Just because that would be incredible. But we'll work on that. We'll work on that during the season.
We'll have an NBA 2K tournament, and we're going to throw some clips on the YouTube, I think is what it's called.
But honestly, there's some other stuff that we're really going to dig into. We're really going to dig into free agency again this year.
That's going to be so good.
That should be a lot of fun. We might even, to my lack of better judgment, dig into a coach's episode.
Nah, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to do a coach's episode. We ain't doing no fucking coach's episode.
That was the longest episode you'd never heard. So that's definitely that's definitely in the archives. Mm. By the way, when we come back for next season, you will hear us go on a 5-hour. I think we're gonna do a 5-hour, just like just crazy. We did 3 hours this season. This is before we were even running full bore. So yeah. I believe by next season, we're just going to devote like an afternoon.
And we're going to take a day off.
And go through everybody.
Yeah.
But we're going to dig into the teams, free agency, what some teams are going to do, some key matchups, predict fun games for next season. It's going to be a lot of fun. You really have to stay with us because we're just going to keep digging. Time and time again.
Right.
Also, you're going to get to know every single basketball league in the world if you stay with me. Because
right. We go global.
Absolutely global. So you'll know everybody. You'll know the best games of the week. You'll know the worst games of the week. You'll know everything you don't know. don't know that you need to know.
Or want to know.
Or want to know for next season. So.
But you'll know. You know?
All right. So if you're on Twitter, follow us at @Ryden_ThePine. No hate mail, please. Otherwise, just, hey, we got a little plug for Richard's book. So Richard Liu is one of our fine members for NBA.
Of the Liu boys.
Is one of our fine members for NBA Thursday, and he came out with a book today. It's NBA Draft Encyclopedia, or Almanac.
2017, and... It looks good. It looks like you must get it. If you want anything to do with the NBA offseason, if you want to educate yourself or basically just you will have everything you'll need to know.
Absolutely. And we're going to have Richard on for a special podcast to talk about kind of his background.
Yeah.
Sometime during the offseason here. And he's got some stories that you're going to really, really enjoy.
That's right.
So anyways... That wraps up the finals.
That wraps up the season.
Wraps up the finals. We'll be back.
Hey, congratulations, man. This was an awesome little ride.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I don't even know how many episodes. 50 plus?
We did it.
Who knows?
Well, someone will know. Someone out there, you, get back to us and tell us how many we did.
Yeah, so one of the things you could do to help support the podcast is rate and review on iTunes.
We really
appreciate that. Otherwise, just share with a friend if you've enjoyed listening to us. We'd really, really appreciate that as well. So,
and we're on Dash Radio now, too, on every Thursday from 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Pacific. We're there. On Almighty Baller Radio Network, we're there.
Yeah.
On SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever, wherever, however you get your podcast, we're there. And just join us. Be a part of this movement because we're creating something really special here.
And join us and support our friends on Almighty Baller as well. We have a lot of great...
They're amazing.
A lot of great podcasts from all your teams, all your NBA coverage.
Yeah.
You go as far into NBA statistics as you'd like, other comedies and other... Just everything, every sort of slice that you want of the NBA is on Almighty Baller Radio. And we couldn't be happier to be a part of that experience. So stay with us. Stay a part of the journey. We'll be back next week. Take care.
Peace. Shout out to you.
This has been a Vencast Studios production.